Radio Alabama Sports. This is the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Wetumpka Basketball is presented by Collier Ford. Come on to Collier Ford. Proudly serving the River Region for nearly 75 years. Online at CollierFordInc.com. REMAX Cornerstone Realty and REMAX Cornerstone Realty Plus. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success. Baptist Health, the official health care provider of the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Your health is our mission. Online at baptistfirst.org. And the City of Wetumpka.
You into some postseason basketball here at Wetumpka High School. It's the sub-regional matchup between your Wetumpka Indians and the Saraland Spartans. Good evening, everybody. I'm Gavin Baxley, joined by Mitch Petrie as we get ready for a huge matchup between two teams that seem to always collide in the postseason for some reason, regardless of the sport. But it's going to be a high-octane battle between Wetumpka and Saraland here tonight.
It absolutely will. You talk about these teams playing each other often. Football traveled down to Saraland in the first round of the 6A playoffs, and then in the sub-regionals, wrestling hosted Saraland here, and now for the third time in as many sports, you've got the Indians playing the Spartans in what always seems to be a good contest.
No question about that. It's going to be a huge battle between these two as they look to punch their ticket to a regional opportunity over in Montgomery. That'll be later in the upcoming week. We'll take a break. When we return, we'll talk with head coach Stephen Thomas about the big matchup coming up in just a few minutes on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Now is the perfect time to start your future at Central Alabama Community College. CAC's next mini-term begins March 9th, giving you a fast, flexible way to earn college credit or start a new career path. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Talladega, and Prattville, CAC offers affordable classes designed to fit your schedule. Don't wait for fall. Get started this spring. Apply online today at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision 4 Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision 4 Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision Floor Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision Floor Care, precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
Welcome you back to the Cornerstone Realty pregame show. Gavin Baxley here, now joined by head coach Stephen Thomas as we enter a big sub-regional matchup here against Saraland, a team that you're a little bit familiar with, coach, football field as well. I imagine there's maybe a little extra motivation for this team after the loss back in the fall as well.
Yeah, I mean, having to see Saraland, especially what happened with football, you know, a bunch of our guys play football, so it's a little extra motivation just to come out and compete against guys that they saw early in the year, and just, you know, the script on how that first game, especially field for them. They want to, you know, change that on the basketball court for us.
Didn't play against this team last year, though they did have the same route a year ago where y'all both were in the same regional out in Montgomery, ended up both falling to McGill Tulum. Did you see them in that tournament? Have you seen them at all this year to be able to kind of learn going into this ball game?
Yeah, this year they're a little bit different with a little bit more size with Woods down low. He's a guy that they have. That, you know, he can hit shots anywhere on the court. So having that for them, you know, we have to keep that in mind. We have the game plan for it. As opposed to last year, what we watched, they had a lot more guard play, a lot more strong guard play, just in terms of they didn't have the, with Williams down low, they didn't have him last year. So a little bit different for them. Had success both year, last year, this year. To have somebody that you really have the game plan for no matter what. Can hit any shot on the court, can hit the third anywhere, so definitely have to take that into account, especially with the guard play that they have.
You're expecting to see LT Davis in the starting five here tonight. He was in the starting lineup going into the area championship as well. That's a little bit of a different look. What are you kind of looking for when you put him there to start off?
Just, you know, some juice right off the gate. He's a guy that goes 100 miles per hour every time he's on the court, offensively, defensively. So having him out there just set the tone for us. You know, that's been reciprocated with Jeremiah Smiley coming off the bench, and he's performed admirably for us in key spots, hitting a very clutch three-pointer in the corner for us. Against Percy Julian, same thing he did last year with Percy as well. So, you know, just that little switch just giving us a little bit more juice. And then have another veteran guy come off the bench and give us that same juice. And that's exactly what we want.
What's the message to the guys as you get ready for this one?
Play hard. I mean, this is where we're in a season going forward. Don't leave any stone unturned. They're playing 100% like we've done all season, and things will take care of itself.
Coach, best of luck to you here tonight. Should be a fun one.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Wetumpka and Saraland tip off. When we return, we'll have starting lineups and tip off on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
Back now, we just heard from head coach Stephen Thomas about the upcoming matchup between Wetumpka and Saraland, and that brings us to our keys to the game, brought to you by RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. And after hearing what Coach Thomas just had to say, it sounds to me like limiting the production of LJ Williams is going to be a big part of that, Mitch.
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen this team play some really great defense, and I think they play some of their best defense when they're coming out and pressing, whether it's a half court press or a full court press. This Indians team seems to force a lot of turnovers, steal the ball a lot, and get a lot of fast break opportunities when they start to apply pressure, and I think that's going to be key number one. And you can stop LJ Williams by doing that, getting him into some uncomfortable positions, forcing him to make decisive decisions with the ball. And then on the other end of the floor, you got to trust your big men, Tom Sutton, John Hudson Wingard, and Caleb Ballard. Get the ball to them down low, and when you have those guys working in the paint, it opens up the perimeter shooting for this team and really lets them expand on their offense in all facets.
LJ Williams stands at 6'8", 220 pounds, and he's the first time really this season, I think, that we've seen somebody who potentially can outsize Caleb Ballard for Wetumpka. I'm interested to see what that matchup is going to look like, because we know that Caleb Ballard is not a guy who's just about height. He can obviously show that athleticism and still be plenty competitive, even if he's not the tallest guy on the floor for once.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think it'll be interesting to see, like you kind of mentioned, how Caleb responds. He's a freak athlete and will be probably the first time all season long that he has gone up against somebody who is taller than he is.
We are getting ready for tip-off here between Wetumpka and Saraland. We'll have starting lineups for you in just a couple moments, but first we will have the national anthem as the crowd continues to file in here in Wetumpka. We'll take a moment here for the national anthem and then starting lineups when we return. Tip-off between Wetumpka and Saraland, but it's first time for our starting lineups brought to you by First Community Bank. At First Community Bank, it's more than banking, it's a relationship that lasts. From checking and savings to loans and mortgages, they're here for every stage of life. Local people, local decisions, and a commitment to community. First Community Bank, let's do life together. First for the Wetumpka Indians, it will be a little bit of a different look. We talked about this in the pregame with Coach Thomas. We'll see Chris Robinson. We'll see Caleb Ballard, two guys we've seen plenty of times before. LT Davis in the lineup here today, a guy for Wetumpka that we saw get the start in the area championship. Kind of a different approach here for Wetumpka, Mitch.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one thing that LT Davis really provides to this Indians team is he might be the most athletic guy on a team full of all-around athletes. He's so fast. He's got a crazy amount of bounce, and I think he's also one of the best defenders that this Indians team has. Forces a lot of steals, plays some really, really tight defense, and does it all without really fouling too much, and I think he provides a really nice look at the defensive, for the defense for this Wetumpka team.
No question. Wrapping up the starting lineup for Wetumpka, Andrew Voiles and Tom Sutton. So to give it to you one through five, it's Robinson, Ballard, Davis, Voiles, and Sutton. Meanwhile, for Saraland, they'll have Trayson Harvey along with C.J. Williams and Lyrtist L.J. Williams is what we'll call him. C.J. is Christopher, by the way, along with Larry Edwards, and I believe it was Caden Warren who will also be in the lineup for Saraland. We'll confirm that in just a second. Wetumpka still going through the announcements of the lineup here as they are in their all-white uniforms again with the black numbers and the script Wetumpka across the chest that they look to represent here tonight and hopefully into the regional tournament going on next week. To confirm the starting lineup here for Saraland, it was Caden Warren, so Trayson Harvey, Caden Warren, C.J. Williams, L.J. Williams, and Larry Edwards. It'll be LJ Williams set for the tip-off, standing at 6'8", as Saraland in their all red uniforms with gray trim, white numbers, and the white lettering of Spartans of Saraland on the front. They've got gray lettering on the back on the nameplate area that says Spartans as well. And I mentioned that Caleb Ballard, one of the tall guys. They've also got Tom Sudduth on the floor for Wetumpka. So keep that in mind. As Saraland really, they've got LJ Williams. He's the only tall guy that they seem to have, at least in the starting lineup here. Everyone else is shorter than Watumka's shortest man on the floor here, which I would say is probably LT Davis or Andrew Voiles right now.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you here. And three Indians that play football, so talk about the chip on the shoulder as the jump ball goes to the Spartans.
Yeah, Wetumpka actually won it, but then was able to chase it down. Sarahland got it instead. C.J. Williams with a good effort there to start off. Harvey will give to L.J. Williams. L.J. finds a man in the corner, thought about a three, but Warren will drive in, gives to Williams instead. L.J. can't connect on the three, and Ballard with a board here, a stop on the first possession for Sarahland. Firing to Davis in the corner, back to Robinson once more. Davis and Robinson, now Voiles. Voiles driving from the left side. He'll go up for a lay, rejected there by L.J. Williams, sent out of play. Wetumpka maintains possession.
Yeah, and as you saw that from Voiles, there's some great ball movement there, but Voiles, as of late, has really been kind of slashing down to the floor. I saw that in the area championship game a good bit, and expect him to try to get some more opportunities at the rack.
Suddeth in the post here, spinning, going around, rejected again. Two blocks on this possession by L.J. Williams. Wetumpka on the deck, diving for it, and will grab it. A jump ball will be called. Possession arrow in favor of Wetumpka. Having a tough time in the post here.
Yeah, but that was good hustle there from Tom Suddeth. It got poked out, and he just fell right to the floor. Good hustle there.
Voiles at the wing. He gives inside. Ballard in the post. Now he goes up, and a teardrop there will go. Wetumpka strikes first. 2-0 here, a minute into the ballgame. Now Sarahland with L.J. Williams. Now C.J. and Caden Warren. Over now to Edwards. C.J. Williams. Now L.J. Back to C.J. He pulls an awkward three there. No good. Can't get the rebound either. L.T. Davis comes away with it, firing to Ballard, who had an advantage. He'll go up under the basket, though, as everyone caught up to him and was blocked again. Now in the corner for Sarahland, a bounce pass to Larry Edwards, who regroups for a moment, drives inside on Suddeth. The jelly roll layup is good. Sarahland on the board for the first time now. We're even at two apiece.
That was a good move there from Warden. He found the open space, kind of went for the windmill there and found the open space as the Indians came in and tried to block it.
Ballard now pulling along too, banking that one in. And Ballard's got the first two buckets for the Indians. 4-2 with Wetumpka, 2 minutes in. Quickly racing down is Harvey. Grayson Harvey with a pick. Now he'll pass over to C.J. Williams, who drives in there with Warren. Now a three from the corner is good. Larry Edwards knocks it down. Sarahland now with a one-point lead, 5-4. Robinson passes to Ballard, standing at the free throw line. He'll look to drive, goes up with it again. Underhand lay is good, and the foul.
Welcome to the ballgame, Caleb Ballard. All 6 points of the Indians belong to number five, and the foul called there against, I believe it was Larry Edwards.
I believe you're right there. Ballard with an and-one free throw upcoming. John Hudson-Wingard will enter the ballgame in the place of Tom Suddeth. First substitution for either team with 5:31 left to go in the first quarter. Free throw good as well from Ballard, and a three-point play there for the sophomore. 7 points, all from Caleb Ballard. Indians lead at 7-5. Quickly, Sarahland will get a bucket there. A baseline jumper is good from C.J. Williams. They had one pass all the way across the floor. He stepped up and pulled that one. L.T. Davis now to Voiles in a tie ball game. Three ball, no good there. Airballed. L.J. Williams was able to jump for it. Now Williams in the post, spinning. He'll go up with a spinning jumper. No good. And battling for the rebound. Wetumpka wins a three-on-one there. Robinson, now Voiles. Three again. This time it's good.
That may have sounded like some boos, but if you know this Indians fan, they're just going, Drew.
That was the exact same look he had just a moment ago. Airballed on the first, drilled the second. Makes it 10-7, Wetumpka. 4.5 minutes to go in the quarter. Wingard pokes away a bounce pass. Gets the steal. Can't go with anything in transition. They'll regroup and reset. Three ball from up top. No good there from Chris Robinson. A board from L.J. Williams. Sarahland able to get down quickly again. Warren, now Harvey, thought about a three. Thinks better of it. Drayson Harvey. Now around the way to Larry Edwards, a look to the baseline. Harvey pulls a jumper, no good. Robinson jumping to keep it in play. Now Boyles, now Davis in transition. He'll drive down the lane. Had it poked out, though, by Caden Warren. Here comes Saraland on a fast break. Larry Edwards, no good. A foul is called, though, at the rack, I believe, against John Hudson Wingard. Yeah, it'll go against Wingard here and put Saraland to the free throw line for the first time tonight.
Only one foul call, though, on either team. It's been, despite it being somewhat of a physical game, just not a lot of whistles. Boys letting them play tonight. And in the postseason, I think that's the right way to go about it.
Well, it's been fast-paced. That's been my description of it so far. Larry Edwards with two free throws. He will have the first in and out. No good. 3:54 left to go in the first quarter. A substitution for Saraland now. Caden Warren will come out of the game. Eddie Turner entering for the first time. Second attempt, no good either. 0-for-2 at the stripe there for Saraland. Larry Edwards can't take advantage. Now a look to Ballard at the baseline. A long two, no good. And a board there from Eddie Turner. Turner to Edwards. He'll pull the three. Got that one. And we're tied once again, 10-10. 3:30 to go in the first. Robinson to Davis. Now Boyles, open for three. Same spot, same result. 13-10, Wetumpka. He's made back-to-back threes now to give Wetumpka the three-point advantage. It's Trayson Harvey. Now Edwards. Slower pace here for Saraland on the last couple of possessions. Williams, Harvey now, waiting on a screen from LJ Williams. Now he'll try and drive, looks to the corner. This is Edwards. He's blanketed, though, going around the way. Three-pointer now from CJ Williams, no good. A board, though, from LJ Williams. He goes up with the putback, and for the first time tonight, he's on the board. 13-12, Wetumpka still up one. Robinson driving down, poked away from behind. Eddie Turner got a hand on it. Here comes Larry Edwards now, coast to coast. He'll get the lay, and a foul called against Andrew Boyles, who had been set up waiting for the charge there.
I think that's definitely not the right call there. Boyles had his feet set for a good 2 seconds there before Williams got to the bucket. But just an I think it was Edwards, actually, my bad. But still, not the right call there. Boyles had his feet set well before Edwards got there.
It doesn't get much more set than what we just saw from Andrew Boyles. He comes out of the ballgame here. He's still in. It's LT Davis that came out. Jeremiah Smiley goes in for Wetumpka. Smiley, Boyles, Robinson, Wingard, and Ballard with 2:28 to go. The and-one free throw, no good. Saraland leading by one, 14-13. Here's Robinson. And here the Saraland crowd giving Wetumpka a tough time here as Robinson drives inside. Can't get the lay there. And a board from LJ Williams. Down to 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Up top, Warren passing. A three-pointer from Larry Edwards. And he lines that one through. His second made three of the first quarter. 17-13 Spartans as the inbound poked away. Full court press having an effect here. Eddie Turner has shown the defensive prowess so far. Had a couple steals already as Saraland takes Larry Edwards out of the game.
And you go back to that made three there from Edwards. I mean, he pulled that one from a good 7 feet beyond the arc. That was deep, and maybe coach punishing him for the shot selection there despite the result.
Boyles to Robinson now. Robinson now Boyles up top, driving inside. Bounce pass to Wingard. Lost it for a moment. Goes back out with Smiley. Stepping up now. A shot from the free throw line. Off target. LJ Williams grabs it. Saraland trying to extend the four-point advantage now. Caden Warren calling out the plays for the Spartans. Looping around in that far corner. He'll try and drive inside off the post. No good there. And a Rebound from Chris Robinson. Robinson, he'll try and drive a pass, but first a foul is called. It'll go against Eddie Turner here. Miller Lombardi will check in for Wetumpka. He'll bring out Jeremiah Smiley. Chris Robinson from the baseline inbounding here with 1:05 left to go in the first quarter. Voiles standing in the corner now, finds Lombardi up top. A pass to Ballard, who pulls a shot there from the free throw line off the mark. Hit one of those earlier, couldn't make it work that time. 50 seconds left in the first as LJ Williams has a lane here, driving, but blocked by Ballard, still showing it off. Warren, he got it now, he'll try and drive, but his pass stolen away by Lombardi. A long pass down the way. Ballard, long two. That one off the mark. Battling for this board. And Saraland wins that one. Eddie Turner gets it after two Spartans threw it back into play. Turner air balls on a layup here. LJ Williams now with it, standing under the basket. He lost it on his way up. Now Boyle's in transition one-on-one. He'll go up and couldn't get the lay. A man coming from behind there fouling him. And he'll head to the free throw line with 13.6 left on the clock in the first quarter.
That was a good job there by Voiles. He saw the man, and then Caden Warren come and charging right at him, kind of hesitated a little bit, let him run in to him, and drawing the foul there and a chance to earn his two at the free throw line now.
Larry Edwards about to come back into the game. Free throw from Andrew Voiles is good. Edwards coming back in for Saraland. Kate Abston will check out. And now C.J. Williams will come in. Eddie Turner exiting as well. Crowd has continued to pick up for Wetumpka here this evening. If you can't tell, we're on the Saraland side of the stand, so you may hear a little bit more of the Spartan cheering than Wetumpka's, though they have gotten plenty loud in some of these early moments. Missed that second free throw. It's 17-14 with 5 seconds left to go in the quarter. Saraland now 2-1. They will get this shot off. Good if it goes for three, but it will not. Larry Edwards couldn't connect, and that ends the first quarter. Saraland leads it 17-14 over the Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. Or for a quote today.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Golf Video. Live event and video production elevating your next project. Let Jackson Dean and his team make your event look like $1 million. Online at golfvideo.io.
Stay connected with Central Access. Get blazing fast internet starting at 300 megabits per second for just $59.99 a month. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door. Central Access has you covered. Your local link to broadband. We enter the second quarter. Saraland with possession to start off. And immediately, just 5 seconds in, they'll draw a foul. They quickly got it to LJ Williams under the basket, and he went up for it, drew the foul there.
Yeah, Caleb Ballard got fooled on the pump fake there, just went up a little bit too early, and then Williams jumps right in to Ballard, drawing the foul there.
Williams has one bucket to his name so far. The sophomore cannot connect on the first free throw. Limited his production, really, though we did see, I think, three blocks there in the first quarter of play, so plenty active defensively. So was Eddie Turner for Saraland with a handful of steals as well. Williams makes the second free throw, and it makes it 18-14 Spartans. Wetumpka led by as much as three. They now trail by four, the largest lead for the Spartans, as Smiley has it. Now Lombardi pulling the three, bottom. Big shot from Lombardi. First points of the night for him. Cuts it to a one-point game, 18-17. Saraland will walk their way up the floor, controlling the tempo a little bit. Warren driving down the baseline. Now a pass across the way. Larry Edwards for three. No good. Lombardi with a rebound. Misfiring a pass, but Ballard scoops it up. He'll Eurostep his way down the lane. Go up for the lay, but they call a charge on it.
Tough call against Caleb Ballard. You go back to what happened just a couple of minutes ago with that Andrew Voiles call, and if they're going to call that a charge, you got to call the one that Andrew Voiles had as well.
Yeah, it was a good call this time around, but that is a good point. Trayson Harvey will have it for Saraland after the foul against Ballard a moment ago. Now the Spartans pulling a three. C.J. Williams knocks it down, makes it 21-17.
Kind of become a little bit of a three-point shooting contest so far in this one. Both teams having made over three threes. Saraland with four.
Spartans have backed into that half-court pressure again. They were showing a little bit in the backcourt earlier. Now Robinson standing with it at the wing. 6:45 to go in the half. He'll drive inside. Can I get a lay to go? Hit the bottom of the backboard there. A man gets tripped up for Saraland. It was C.J. Williams. And a foul called against Wetumpka here. It'll go against Tom Suddeth, as really not intentional, just got caught tripping in there in transition. A timeout is called with 6:39 left to go. Wetumpka trailing by four here in this second quarter of play. And Coach Drew Powell talking with the Spartans. They're 25-7 right now in 6A Area 1. They finished second after a loss to Murphy. And trying to pull off a road upset against Wetumpka here tonight. I say an upset. These two teams are very much on equal footing, I would say, despite Saraland not winning the area like they had hoped they would. Both of these teams somewhat familiar with each other. They both played in that regional tournament last year and both fell to the same team. Wetumpka lost to McGill-Tulin in the first game of the regional tournament, and then Saraland fell to them in the second game of the regional. Almost had a chance to punch their ticket to the Final Four, as they've got it now with 6:30 to go in the second. Driving inside, LJ Williams. He'll go up and drop one in to make it 23-17. Largest lead of the night now for Saraland. Robinson trying to drive. Almost lost it. Now he does. Trayson Harvey has it in transition, trying to find space. He'll go up and under and lay it in. An 8-point lead for the Spartans. Robinson. Now Lombardi open for three. Pulls it. This one off target. Airballed that as Warren picks it up. Indians need to find a spark here. They're going cold. Three-pointer now. Larry Edwards off the front iron there. Lombardi grabs it. Voiles with an 8-point deficit. Now in the corner, Robinson. A no-look pass there that was deflected by Williams. C.J. Williams picks it up. Now he has it in the corner, pulling a three. That one no good. It almost came back down and went in, but then rolled out again, fortunately. Robinson will walk his way up now. Robinson, now Boyles, driving down the lane. He'll go up with the left hand. Got that one off the window to make it 25-19.
Felt like a must-have-it bucket there for the Indians. Don't want to let this one get out of hand.
Three-pointer there from LJ Williams off the mark as well. A quick and empty possession for Saraland. Robinson now. He's looking to drive. Steps back. Pulls the jumper. Got it. With a man on the ground there for Saraland. 25-21.
Great breaks on Chris Robinson there, finding the empty space and creating even more with that step back and a good shot from him. First points of the night.
Now Trayson Harvey, he'll try and drive, finding some space between Robinson and Lombardi, but can't connect on the lay. He wanted a foul. There was a little bit of contact there, but none to be called. 4:20 left in the first half. Indians have scored on their last two possessions. Robinson, he'll drive again, going up, rejected that time But Smiley picking it up. A fadeaway no good. Foul is called, though, against Trayson Harvey. And Smiley will head to the line.
I think that's so far in this game where LJ Williams has been so present is in that paint. I believe that's his fourth, maybe fifth block of the game. He's making it real tough for the Indians to get anything going in the paint.
Two free throws coming for Smiley. And knocking down the first. Zerlan with a couple guys coming out of the game here. CJ Williams and Caden Warren exiting. Absent on the floor, so is LJ Williams as the second free throw is good. Larry Edwards, Trayson Harvey, along with Kate Abston. Now driving coast to coast. Can I get a lay? But a foul called, I think, against Andrew Boyles. As it was Larry Edwards who was trying to drive in for it, collided with Boyles, and that foul will go against the senior guard.
Tough call there. That's two for Boyles in this contest, but him and Suddeth both went up. They blocked it, and Boyles saying the same thing. You said he was straight up, and I tend to agree with him. Didn't think there was a lot of contact.
Edwards there. Got it. There was some contact. I'll give it credit. There was definitely contact. Boyles definitely had something there. Don't know whether that's right or wrong, but Coach Thomas still pleading his case here about whether or not he was in the right. 26-23. Now the second free throw made as well. He goes 2-for-2 at the line, does Larry Edwards, as he exits the ballgame. With 4:03 left to go in the second quarter, it's 27-23. LT Davis firing to Ballard. Quickly having to make their way up as that four-court press started to show again. Robinson pulls a three. No good. LJ Williams comes away with a board there. And Trayson Harvey will set up for the Spartans. Eddie Turner. Now Harvey again looking inside. LJ Williams, a spin around mid-range shot. That is good. Makes it 29-23. Ends what was a little bit of a drought for Saraland and was a 6-0 run for the Indians. Wingard, now Davis. Davis pulls the three. Got it! Big three from LT Davis.
It's two games in a row now where LT Davis has hit a big three, hit one to start off overtime in that area championship against Percy Julian.
First points of the night for Davis now. And Saraland with Harvey. 3 minutes to go in the half. Turner now. LJ Williams back to Abston. Three ball from Abston is good. LT Davis made his first three, then Abston did the exact same thing. 32-26, 2:45 to go in the half. As Robinson having it, going around now. Ballard, corner, long two, no good. Robinson fighting for it, somehow coming out of this scrum with it. He's tripped up in the process as well, and a foul is called on the rebound effort there, I think against Eddie Turner, and it is.
I believe they actually called that one against Kate Abson, kind of was the man who tripped him up.
Yeah, it was 12, not 21. 2:32 left in the half. Indians still with possession, down six. Robinson spinning in the corner. Now Boyles. Heavily covered by Turner. Pulls a contested three anyway. Misfires, but Winger there to catch it. He goes up for it and grabs the bucket. Indians cutting it to four now, 32-28. LJ Williams thought about driving, kicks back up top to Harvey. 2 minutes to go in the half. Harvey now thought about stepping up. Pump fakes, goes up and lays that one off the board there. 34-28. Saraland continuing to maintain that 6-point advantage with 1:45 left in the half. Robinson from up top, three ball, banks it in. 3-point ball game now. 34-31, 90 seconds on the clock here in quarter number two. It's Turner. Handing to LJ Williams. Now Turner again. Bounce pass inside. Jumper there. Rejected by Ballard. And handing over to Chris Robinson. Big block there from Ballard on the mid-range shot. Robinson, cross up. Now step back. Pulling a jumper from the line. No good there. Battling for that board still. And Saraland comes away with it. With a minute to go on the clock here in the first half. Harvey racing down. Trying to do it himself. Kicks out Turner. Now Edwards. 45 seconds left. Edwards spinning. Has it stripped away though. Andrew Voiles takes it right from his hands. Here's Voiles up top now. He'll hand to Ballard. Ballard for three. No good. Wingard with a great rebound. Now Davis tries his luck. In and out. No good there either. LJ Williams made the grab afterwards. There's 20 seconds left, and Saraland has possession and a three-point lead in the first half. Timeout will be called here by Coach Drew Powell. Want to remind you here, as Wetumpka trails by three, that due to AHSA regulations, we cannot show you gameplay, so we are audio only. This is our booth cam broadcast on YouTube and Facebook. We appreciate everybody tuning in, and we appreciate everybody that's going to stick around for our City of Wetumpka halftime show in about 15 seconds after this timeout wraps up. Indians fans have continued to file in here as we've had a couple late arrivals that have helped to pack out the home side of the stands. Trying to cheer on this Indians team to a regional tournament appearance for the second consecutive season. Already continuing to make history with back-to-back area championships that they earned last year and then just a few nights ago. Out from the timeout, Saraland here with Caden Warren. Warren inbound from the sideline, gives to Harvey in the backcourt. 12 seconds, now down to 10. Finally coming across the line here. 8 seconds, 6, firing into the corner. Wide open man is Edwards, pulls the 3. In and out, no good. 2 seconds, Indians will not get a shot off here, though Davis heaves it anyway and almost made it. And that will end the first half, and an exciting half it was. Wetumpka down 3, but showed plenty of fireworks there. They trail 34-31 at the halftime break. We'll take a break, and then when we return, the City of Wetumpka halftime show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Come on, come to Collier.
Looking for power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Whether it's the legendary Ford F-150 built to tackle any job, the bold and capable Ford Bronco built for the trails, or the versatile Bronco Sport perfect for every road trip, Collier Ford has the right ride for you. Proudly serving the River Region since 1952, we're here to keep you on the road.
Come on, come to Collier.
This is Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. I know buying or selling a home can feel overwhelming, but I promise you don't have to go through it alone. I'll guide you through every detail and keep things simple, clear, and stress-free. When you're ready to make a move in the River Region, call me, Kathy Thornton, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. I'm Kathy Thornton. I've built my business at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus by being honest, dependable, and always putting my clients first. If you're ready to buy your first home, sell your current home, or just want to talk about your options, I'd love to help. Reach out today. Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, where neighbors become clients and clients become friends. Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. I know buying or selling a home can feel overwhelming, but I promise you don't have to go through it alone. I'll guide you through every detail and keep things simple, clear, and stress-free. When you're ready to make a move in the River Region, call me, Kathy Thornton, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment. From 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries, an expert physical therapist administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
The City of Wetumpka Halftime Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
And we welcome you to the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show. Indians trail it by three to the Saraland Spartans, 34-31. I'm Mitch Petrie here alongside Gavin Baxley. And you look at that first half, you had seven different Indian score points, a really well team game played there. And you talk about the team aspect of it as well. 10 assists across the board for the Indians, really highlighting their team chemistry as we come down late in the season. It was Andrew Boyles who led the way in that first half for the Indians. He finishes with 9 points, six of them coming from two made threes. Caleb Ballard also right behind him with 8 points as what started the game off rather hot, scoring the first 7 points of the night for the Indians. Ballard also has 4 boards and 3 blocks to go with it, so doing a good job on the offensive and defensive side tonight as well. Wingert had 2 off of that offensive putback. LT Davis and Miller Lombardi both had a 3. And Chris Robinson had 5 points as well, but Robinson also with 6 rebounds and 3 assists, really just doing what Chris Robinson does, getting involved in every way. On the other side, it was Larry Edwards leading the way for the Spartans. He finishes as the only player in double digits with 10 points. LJ Williams had 7 as well, all coming from 2 points. His brother CJ Williams has 8 points as well, 2 made threes for him as well, and a couple of other Spartans getting on the board. But when I think about that first half, and especially in terms of the Indians, it felt like this is kind of the most complete that the team has played all season. It felt like everybody was getting involved, and the most important thing, everybody unselfish with the basketball.
Yeah, they've been able to move it around extremely well, and we've seen the threes dropping from a lot of different guys, which is a little unusual for this team, right? We're used to seeing one guy seem to get really hot. Wetumpka kind of leans on that person, and so that's been a great aspect and a really good chance off of what's been a tough situation for them. They're knocking down these threes because they have not been able to penetrate inside like they've wanted, and that's been because of the work of guys like LJ Williams with the blocks that he's had. Eddie Turner has had multiple steals in the paint as well. Wetumpka's got to be able to keep hitting those threes but find a way inside, because they're not really going to believe in your ability to threaten in the paint, and they're going to continue to guard really heavily on those threes. We saw the coverage get much more contested there at the end of that first half with those 3-point shots. Wetumpka still knocked a couple of them down, but they've got to find a way to get inside, keep Saraland honest at guarding the paint as well.
Yeah, and I think that's how you crack open this ball game. If you get the paint going just a little bit more, and like you mentioned, get Saraland playing everywhere on the ball, force them not just to defend the perimeter, but force everything inside as well. It should open up the entire floor and the entire offense here tonight for the Indians.
No question about that. It's 34-31. Wetumpka right now with the deficit against Saraland. A reminder again that we cannot show game footage, so we won't have live footage of the game here in the second half, but we'll have plenty of coverage of it here when we return and the third quarter begins. That's all because of AHSA regulations, but we appreciate you tuning in one way or another. I want to remind you also that Precision Floor Care is your local experts for tile, grout, stone, brick, and concrete, from cleaning and sealing to full decorative finishes. They deliver precise results every time. Trust Brent Turner and the hometown team. that cares about our community. Call Precision Floor Care today or visit callpfc.com. We'll be right back, and then the second half of Wetumpka and Saraland in this sub-regional battle here in Wetumpka.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. Helping families here in the River Region is more than a job, it's personal. I take the time to listen, understand what you need, and fight to get you the best deal possible. Whether you're buying or selling in Central Alabama, let's work together to make it happen. I'm Kathy Thornton at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, here to help you every step of the way.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Ready now for the second half of action. Wetumpka and Saraland about to get underway here for these last 16 minutes. And it's the last 16 minutes for one of these teams for this season. And I know that's a message that these teams have really reinforced to their players. We talked with Coach Thomas in the pregame, and we heard him say that the message here tonight is you got to leave it all out there, right? This is your potentially last chance to do so. And if you don't want it to be your last chance, you better act like it, because it all comes down to this game, and you can't think about anything else after that.
No, absolutely not. Especially when you talk about that area championship game, you know you can maybe lose and you're still going to get into the postseason, but tonight it's win or go home. And you got to thank all of these guys, especially you've got six basketball players on this team for the Indians. They had their season ended by Saraland back in the fall, and they are definitely not wanting the same thing to happen here tonight.
Starting off the second half, Wetumpka with possession here. Andrew Voyles standing at the top of the key. Now Robinson with it. He'll try and drive inside. A kick out now to Davis in the corner. Driving down the baseline. Goes up with a floater. No good. But he draws a foul on his way to the rack. Davis drawing the foul off Trayson Harvey. He will shoot two free throws with 7:43 left in the third quarter.
Saw the second quarter start off like this too. Saraland drawing a foul in the first couple of seconds, and third quarter starts the same way.
Davis to shoot two. He had a strong showing in the first half as he only had the 3 points there, knocked down that big three in a really clutch moment. You know, sometimes it's not all about how many points you scored, it's when you scored them, and that was the case for Davis. He missed the first free throw, couldn't connect on the second either. Saraland, though, muffs the rebound and sends it right back out of bounds. Larry Edwards was there for it. It went through his hands, off his foot, and into the brick wall, out of play. Wetumpka gets a mulligan here, inbounding. Boyles now will look inside. Ballard in the post. Goes up for one. Can't hook it in. Wingard with a chance at it. No good either. Saraland finally gets a stop and possession. Caden Warren now makes it up court against a hard-pressing Andrew Boyles. Now at the top of the key, Edwards for three off the front of the rim there. Here's Robinson for Wetumpka. Going hard up against Trayson Harvey. He'll go up, cannot get it to go from under the basket, but another foul called against Harvey.
That's three on Harvey, and just a minute into this third quarter, that's definitely something you got to watch. Harvey had a pretty solid first half there, had 2 points, but both of them came at opportune times to extend Saraland's lead as Robinson nails the first free throw.
Makes it 34-32, and correct me if I'm wrong, but Harvey had the foul there to start this half as well.
Yeah, he did.
Robinson now trying to cut it to a one-point game again, and he does just that. Two free throws made from Chris Robinson. ...34-33, 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. With it now, Trayson Harvey over to Caden Warren. Warren will drive, kicks out, corner with Edwards. He drives down the baseline, rejected from behind, but a foul is going to be called against Chris Robinson there. Interestingly enough, there Chris Robinson was standing there and probably would have been called for a foul. Caleb Ballard comes up from behind and bats it away, and figured they were calling Ballard there for the rejection. Instead, Robinson gets called for one.
And I think the Indians will take that. Robinson doesn't really commit too many fouls, but Ballard already has two, and that would have been the third on him. So I think the Indians will be happy it went against Robinson.
Yeah, if you've got to call one, I guess you'd rather it not go against a guy who's already got two. First free throw was good there from Larry Edwards. With another coming and rolling out. Ballard gets it. It's 35-33. Saraland, as they heave a pass down the floor. LT Davis caught it at the sideline, was falling out of bounds, so he just threw it, and it went straight back out of bounds. A rough turnover there. Not what Wetumpka should have had on that possession. Now Warren. He'll send it back up top. LJ Williams back to Warren again. Now Harvey. Being guarded by LT Davis here. He kicks to Edwards at the point. Harvey again. Backing off. LJ Williams. Saraland yet to penetrate inside. They've just continued to pass it around. Finally, someone will, and CJ Williams, but runs into a wall and kicks back up top to Edwards. He'll try and drive. Again, stuck, spinning around. Somehow got a lay in there and connecting on it, making it 37-33. Now Chris Robinson stepping up, pulls the three, no good. Wingard almost had it. No, Saraland dives on it, but he's out of bounds when he touches it. LJ Williams caught in that battle with Wingard, and even though Wingard couldn't get it on his own, he made it tough enough that LJ Williams ended up being out of bounds when he grabbed it.
And that was a really heads-up play there from Wingard. He knew that Williams was the last one to touch it, so he kind of stepped back, hesitated, and forced Williams to hold up and eventually touch it as he fell out of bounds. Slid out of bounds, rather.
So Wetumpka maintaining possession. Ballard standing in the corner. He'll try and drive in. Spinning as a man goes flying. He gets it to drop in. And no foul called, because it was most definitely some acting skills there for Saraland. As the Spartans now racing all the way down the floor. Harvey kicks out. Williams pulls the three. CJ can't connect on that. And then Andrew Voiles got the board, was fouled from behind there. CJ Williams tried to catch Voiles sleeping and steal it away. Instead, too much contact.
Yeah, just definitely kind of grabbed his hand as he went for the ball there. That's going to get called every time. And you talk about that third foul against the Spartans, in danger of putting the Indians in the bonus here in this third quarter.
Spartans putting two defenders in the backcourt here as Wetumpka marches their way up. Voiles, now Ballard, standing at the free throw line. He hands now to Robinson, who drives in. Had it stripped away. They say last touch, though, by Robinson, and a turnover. Indians still trail by two after Saraland forcing a stop. Harvey up against LT Davis here. They've continued to be one-on-one against each other. Wingard now poking a pass away into the backcourt. Spartans still recover it, though, with Eddie Turner, and give back to Larry Edwards. Pick is set here from LJ Williams. tried to roll but didn't have anywhere to go. Larry Edwards now in the corner. C.J. Williams drives down the baseline. Pass was knocked away but recovered. Up top, three ball no good from L.J. Williams. Chris Robinson got it after some good ball movement, but now Robinson lost in the backcourt. Eddie Turner stole it away, couldn't connect, but then a putback is good from Trayson Harvey, who draws a foul.
Tough call there against LT Davis. Came back and just was just a half a second too late trying to block that one, but ran straight into the back there of Trayson Harvey.
Wetumpka got caught sleeping as Chris Robinson had it, was just walking up the floor and didn't realize that Eddie Turner was right behind him. He stole it, missed the first opportunity, but then a good putback from Trayson Harvey that drew the foul as well, an and one coming. Trying to put the Spartans up by five here. And will not. Off the front iron there, 39-35 our score after the missed free throw. Lombardi has it and looks to Ballard. Now Ballard in the lane, loses it, stripped away by Harvey, who's got it now, but there's Boyles to chase him down and scoop it right back. 4 minutes to go in the third. Boyles standing with it. Now Ballard standing in the corner, back to Boyles up top. Boyles driving, spinning, bounce pass to the corner, poked out of bounds by Eddie Turner. Wetumpka maintains possession here. Make a couple subs. Will Saraland, Larry Edwards will come out. Cade Abston into the ballgame. Caden Warren enters while Trayson Harvey exits. Boyles to Lombardi at the wing. He tries to drive inside. A floater there, no good. Had to shoot that across his body. Drew a foul in the process against Eddie Turner.
Fourth team foul of the quarter against Saraland, so definitely could put the Indians here in the bonus, and that's what you'd like to see. Indians have been rather efficient from the free throw line today.
Lombardi shooting two. Got that one. Noticed you knocked on some wood there after that one. Thanks for that, Mitch.
Do what I can.
3:44 to go in the quarter. In the third, that is. Lombardi with another free throw coming. Official has gathered both Coach Drew Powell and Stephen Thomas to talk about something. I'm not quite sure what this discussion is. They're pointing at something as well. I don't know if this is saying, hey, you've got kids that are mouthing off here or what this may be, but they've stopped play for just a second. Both of them have parted ways. I don't really know what that was. Seemed like a warning to somebody. I think Wingard maybe was talking some trash. I'm not really sure. Lombardi knocks down the second free throw, makes it 39-37. He goes 2 for 2 there on that trip. 39-37, 3:35 to go in the third quarter. Here's Warren driving inside, kicks out, corner three, Abston, no good. And LJ Williams showing the height. He gets called for an over-the-back foul there. He was showing off the height. He reached over a man. You can hear Saraland letting them know of their displeasure. And
that's the fifth team foul. Indians in the bonus now with 3.5 minutes to go in this third quarter.
Yeah, so that'll put Wetumpka to the free throw line with a chance to tie it as Andrew Boyles will shoot two. Spartan fans are furious about it.
The Indians fans love it, though.
It'll be Andrew Boyles at the stripe with 3:27 left in the quarter. First free throw in and out. Boyles can't connect. Harvey coming back in, so is Larry Edwards. Abston and C.J. Williams coming back out. So they undo the substitution they made just about 30 seconds ago. Second free throw to try and go down by one. Boyles short-arming that one, trying to chase it down. It went out of bounds, they say. Last touch by Saraland. I don't know about that. They were reaching for it. One official's talking with him, and I think they're going to fix this because Saraland reached for it, and there it is. Indians basketball. Good grief.
It was poked out once again. It was LJ Williams and Caleb Ballard both going for the board, but Williams was the one who smacked it last.
Wetumpka will have possession. 3:20 to go in the third. Lombardi standing with it. Now Ballard. He'll try and go in the post. Spinning around. Goes up with a mid-range shot. Short arms that. Lombardi with a rebound and a tough shot under the basket. No good. Here comes Saraland again with Trayson Harvey after the L.J. Williams rebound. Check that. This is Caden Warren giving to Larry Edwards and back and forth. Edwards. Now Harvey over to Warren again. Up top, three-pointer. Eddie Turner, no good there off the front. Rebound from Jeremiah Smiley. Wetumpka again coming down, trying to tie or take the lead. Lombardi lost it, picks it up, goes up, no good there. L.J. Williams with the rebound. We continue this defensive battle between the two here. Larry Edwards now. Edwards crossing over, trying to drive. Fadeaway jumper, no good. Ballard with a rebound. Bounce passing to Boyles with 2:23 to go in the third. It's still 39-37. We've been scoreless for over a minute now. As winger giving to Lombardi. Now Miller Lombardi. He'll try and drive down the left side of the lane. Goes up with the right hand. No good there. And a rebound from L.J. Williams. Neither team can find a bucket here. As Warren's got it, looks inside, under the basket there. Trayson Harvey off the front of the rim. Boy, that was free, and he still couldn't get it. Nobody can get a point here. There's a whistle blown, a timeout called by Coach Drew Powell with 1:49 to go in the third quarter. And what seemed to be this high-octane, fast-paced ball game for the first half of this, and really even the first 4 minutes of this third quarter, suddenly has just gone completely cold over the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. It was 34-31 at halftime. Both teams between the two of them had just over 10 points in this third quarter. Both teams defensively, halftime adjustments seem to be working well for both of them, but it's just a completely different ball game from what that first half looked like.
Wetumpka will have possession out of this timeout as they led by four early in the first quarter, and since then it has been Saraland with the advantage and Wetumpka playing as the chaser for the entirety of this one. They've had multiple opportunities in a row here to try and tie or take the lead, including a trip to the free throw line to shoot two, and just have not been able to find anything. Coming out of the timeout now, they'll have possession. On the floor, Robinson Smiley, along with Boyles, Ballard, and Wingard. They will roll it up. And Boyles finally picks it up now at half court. A pass intercepted now. Caden Warren has it. He won't get the fast break. Backs off, pulls a three. That one's good. Three-pointer there from Caden Warren. Breaks the drought, makes it 42-37. A frustrating turnover from Wetumpka. Boyles to Robinson. Back to Boyles. Now in the corner is Smiley. Ballard again, driving in. Standing at the free throw line, gives to Robinson. Ballard up top, steps up, pulls a two. That one's good from the free throw line. And Wetumpka gets their first points in the last couple minutes as well. 42-39 with 60 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Feels like that's something that's really improved in Caleb Ballard's game as the season has gone on. He, at the beginning of the season, wouldn't shoot from outside 5 feet, but that mid-range jumper has been good for him today.
He's hit multiple of those in this game. Caden Warren has it now standing in the paint. Called for the travel, though, and possession goes back to Wetumpka.
Spartans coming back out in the full court press, it looks like.
And they've shown it a couple times, and Wetumpka has struggled with it to some extent. They find Wingard, though, wide open. Had a play drawn up for that one. Robinson with it at the top. He'll drive inside, kicks out. Three ball now. Smiley got it. Tie ball game, 42-42. 30 seconds left to go in the third quarter. As Wetumpka now making some noise. We have not been tied since the first quarter as Trayson Harvey being guarded by Smiley. Down to 15 seconds. Lobbing a pass up. L.J. Williams there on an alley-oop will not get the dunk, but he does draw a foul called against Chris Robinson. Robinson has been adding up a couple of fouls. He's got two now in this quarter. and two overall. 12.7 on the clock. LJ Williams shooting two free throws here as we near the end of the third quarter. He's got a chance to give Saraland the lead once again. Williams in and out, no good on the first. Saraland making substitutions now as well. On the floor for them is LJ Williams shooting the free throw along with Caden Warren, CJ Williams, Larry Edwards, and Roman Woods. Can't make either of them. Ballard with a board. They've got Robinson, Wingard, Boyles, and Smiley. Here's Robinson now, standing up top. Drives inside with a right hand, no good, but a foul is called. Indians with a chance to take the lead after the Roman Woods foul, and it will put Robinson to the free throw line to shoot two. Just needs one to give the advantage to the black and gold. Robinson. Dead silent. Got it. Wetumpka leads it 43-42 for the first time in two quarters.
And with 4.4 seconds left on the clock, if Saraland grabs this rebound, or even when they inbound it, they're going to have to move quickly.
Second free throw, good as well. A two-point advantage for Wetumpka. 4 seconds left in the quarter. This time it's Edwards from half court, pulls it. No good there on the bank shot. And Wetumpka has retaken the lead with one quarter to go. 44-42, Indians on top on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Beverly Wright, Kathy Thorne, and Chad Barrett are your hometown real estate experts with RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, the official real estate partner of the Wetumpka Sports Network. Saraland will have possession here to start the fourth quarter. Gavin Baxley alongside Mitch Petrie as the Spartans trail the Indians 44-42. With it now is CJ Williams standing at the logo. He'll give it over to Caden Warren. Warren trying to drive. He'll kick back up top. Had it poked away. Ballard chasing it down. Can he grab it, though? No. It'll be Caden Warren who recovers. Now Spartans with numbers giving to Harvey. Now a three-pointer from the corner. No good. It goes off the top of the backboard there and ruled out of bounds. Spartans had a couple opportunities there. Couldn't take advantage. 7:29 to go in the fourth. Boyles at half court. Now, Boyles still with it. Picks up the dribble. In trouble. Spinning. Goes up as he launches to the basket. Won't get it. Foul called, though.
I think they're going to call a goaltend, possibly. I thought that LJ Williams touched the ball when he's still sitting on the rim, going for that rebound.
Well, there's confusion at the scorer's table if it was. Now they've scored it, so you're right. It was a goaltend there, and yeah, that's the right call. I missed the late touch there. So that makes it 46-42 as Wetumpka will lead it by four. Andrew Voiles has come out of the game and is being stretched, by the way, hoping he's all right. That's a guy you want to have on the floor here at the end of this ballgame. Spartans here with Williams. Now up top, Edwards driving down the left side of the lane. Cannot get anything to fall, but a foul called against Caleb Ballard.
Smiley.
It'll be Jeremiah Smiley, actually. You're right. As Ballard and Smiley were both in there, and they called it against Jeremiah. Free throws coming here. Larry Edwards knocks down the first. 7 minutes to go in this sub-regional matchup. Made the first one, now number two for Edwards is good. 46-44 our score. Indians roll it up for just a moment. Robinson now. Giving to LT Davis. Andrew Voyle's waiting to check in, by the way, as Ballard now will pull a jumper from the free throw line. No good. Came right back to him. A floater now that will drop. 48-44 Indians.
Good hustle from Ballard to get back in there, grab his own miss.
Larry Edwards now. He drives in. Rejected by Caleb Ballard. No, sir. 6:30 to go. Indians lead by four with possession. Robinson. He'll give to Ballard. Ballard back over to Robinson. They'll reset again. Look to Ballard. Now Davis. Now Ballard again. At the free throw line. Same jump shot. This time no good. Williams had it, but Smiley gets it. Now LT Davis no good. Winger keeps it from going out, but gives it to Saraland. CJ Williams racing coast to coast and is fouled in the paint there on the opposite end. Good effort from Winger there to keep it in play, but it kind of gave Saraland an advantage as they raced down the floor. Was not a shot attempt in that situation, so Saraland will inbound from the baseline.
Andrew Voyle's back into the game, taking the spot of LT Davis. Good to see he's back out there for the closing minutes of this one.
5:59 left. They get it into LJ Williams. He stands at the free throw line here, double covered, trying to trap him here, but he hands over to Trayson Harvey. Now Eddie Turner over to C.J. Williams. Back to Turner up top. He'll try and drive. Kick to the corner. Caden Warren, three ball, no good. It was Ballard with the rebound there. Still the four-point lead for Wetumpka. Tried to look inside to Ballard. Misfired the pass, though, did Robinson. Here comes Eddie Turner now, giving to Warren. He'll Euro. Now a pass to Williams. C.J. Williams couldn't make it. Williams still scrambling for it here, and a foul now called on the floor as LJ and CJ Williams were both up against a handful of Indians to grab it. It will give possession to Saraland still with 5:20 left. Lobbing to LJ Williams, going up against Wingard, and that time showing off the size, gets the bucket there. 48-46. Voyles looks at Ballard again at the free throw line. Now Robinson back to Voyles. Smiley has a pass that is blocked here, picked up. Now Caden Warren, he'll drive in. No good on the lay. Ballard picks it up. Saraland comes up empty on the fast break. Robinson gets a timeout called there by Coach Thomas. Heard the whistle and panicked for a moment, but smart timeout there from Coach Thomas to slow things down after a couple of turnovers in a row that we just saw. Well, Tumpkin's got to be careful here. Saraland hasn't been able to take advantage of it just yet, though.
No, you're not, but we've seen the scoring ability of both of these teams, and those turnovers could come back to bite you. And, of course, that timeout also works double effects. Robinson is kind of trapped as he got up towards half court, and all the other Indians were on the other side of the floor, so maybe trying to save a possession there as well.
There's 4:51 left to go in the fourth quarter as the Indians lead it 48-46. Central Alabama Community College is building brighter futures right here at home with affordable tuition, flexible programs, and campuses across the region. CAC helps students start strong and go far. Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success. Wetumpka will have the ball out of the break as they try and maintain the two-point lead here. It's been a close one. We knew it would be. It's given us quite a show so far between these two teams. Robinson will give on the inbound to Voyles. Now Ballard back to Voyles. Standing at the logo, Voyles will call the play as Saraland showing a zone defense here Boyles looks at Ballard. Now LT Davis at the wing. Back to Boyles. Intercepted, though. Here comes Trayson Harvey spinning past Davis. Handing over to Williams. And C.J. Williams there is able to get the bucket. Whistle blown. And, oh, geez. Whistle was blown there as the officials thought that Coach Drew Powell was trying to call a timeout, and so that kind of stopped the flow of the game for a moment. Wetumpka had to inbound it all over again. Robinson now looks to Ballard at the free throw line. Back up to Robinson again. All knotted up here with just over 4 minutes to go in this one. Now Ballard to Davis in the corner. Back to Robinson up top again. Ballard, now Boyles at the wing. Ballard again, free throw jumper, got it. He's made plenty of those here tonight. That has been his most consistent shot in this one. Gives Wetumpka the two-point lead again, 50-48. Harvey is going to draw a foul there as he raced down the sideline. It'll be called against Caleb Ballard.
Three on Ballard. And tough foul call there, just kind of stepped over and got in the way there of Williams as he came crashing down the floor.
3:41 left. It's Trayson Harvey now to the corner. C.J. Williams for three. No good there. Indians chasing it down. Andrew Boyles now has it. 3:30 left. Boyles lobs to Ballard. Looking for somewhere to go with it. Again, standing at the stripe there. He'll go back up top to Davis. Now Ballard again. Pump fakes going up in the post. He'll take an effort at it. No good there. And LJ Williams with the rebound. Spartans fire a pass to Larry Edwards in the corner. He drives down the baseline. Cannot connect on a lay there. Good defense from Caleb Ballard. Robinson was able to come away with it with less than 3 minutes to go now. Robinson driving. Now Boyles in the corner. Back to Robinson. Almost had it stolen away, but recovers and resets with Andrew Boyles. Now Ballard at the line. Robinson in the corner. Down the baseline. He'll dunk it in and extend the lead for Wetumpka. 52-48. 2:30 to go. Timeout. Coach Powell and the crowd roars.
Great job from Chris Robinson on that last possession. Just found all the space in the world. Indians were passing around, and finally Robinson gets it out in the corner, saw it laying down the baseline, and took it home.
Indians have the momentum now with that timeout, and they've got to hold on to this for 2:29 here in regulation. It's been a game of who's chasing who. Wetumpka had the early lead. Saraland took it and led for about two quarters. Indians had to chase them back down. Took the lead there at the end of the third quarter. And then now Saraland having a tally behind Wetumpka throughout this fourth quarter. And Wetumpka's got to hold them to it for two more minutes and 29 seconds. Saraland will inbound here in just a moment. That was the first dunk we've seen of the night, by the way, somehow, despite a lot of height and a lot of fireworks that we know both of these teams are capable of.
I think that's a testament to just how stark the defending in the paint has been throughout this game.
Yeah, no question. C.J. Williams gets the inbound, catch and shoot three, and he nails it and cuts it to a one-point game, exactly what they were drawing up there out of the timeout. 52-51, 2:20 to go. Robinson gets it across half court here. He will keep trying to find his way, standing in the corner now. He gives to LT Davis. Now Ballard up top, back and forth with Davis. In the corner, winger to Robinson. And Robinson will back off. Minute 50 to go now. Looks inside. Ballard in the post. Goes up. Got it off the glass.
Tonight has been the Caleb Ballard show. Every time the Indians need a bucket, feels like Ballard's the one to get it done.
54-51. Minute 35 to go. Saraland now driving inside. They lose it, though. Wetumpka picks it up. Caden Warren lost it. LT Davis has it now with 90 seconds to go. Boyles for three. No good. LJ Williams got the board. This place would have erupted if he'd nailed that one. Minute 15 left now. Grayson Harvey pulls a three, didn't make it. A timeout was called before that, though, from Coach Powell. With 1 minute and 12 seconds to go in regulation, Wetumpka leads by three. They'll continue to talk here. We saw what Coach Powell was able to draw up there out of that timeout the last time. Immediately had a catch and shoot three. But Wetumpka quickly with a bucket as well from Caleb Ballard. And it's been everything you could ask for in this ballgame. We've had some great offense, but we've had an incredible defense from both teams as well.
Both teams really highlighting their ability in on both ends of the floor, like you mentioned. I mean, you see that first half, and about 65 complete team points scored between the two of them. And then in the second half, a noticeable amount smaller. And it's just been a real back-and-forth game all the way through. It's everything you'd ask for, and especially in the postseason.
Minute 12 to go. As they break the huddles from their respective benches, Saraland down three with possession with a minute 12. There's been four fouls called against Wetumpka in this quarter to just none for Saraland. Trayson Harvey has it standing at the logo. Minute five to go. Harvey now in the corner. Three-pointer is good, and a foul from C.J. Williams. Tie ball game with a minute to go, and Saraland will have a free throw here to try and take the lead on what would be a four-point play. Again, Saraland knocks down a three right out of a timeout off C.J. Williams.
He was the man who shot that last one as well, and from the same spot, the near side corner, just in front of the Spartans bench. And now the rare opportune chance for a four-point play here coming for the Spartans.
By my count, he's made three three-pointers, including those last two. He made the free throw there. It's 55-54. 1 minute to go in regulation. LT Davis to Ballard. Lobs up. And here's Robinson. 50 seconds now. Robinson trying to drive. And pass to Wingard out of bounds. Winger couldn't hold on to it. It gives possession back to Saraland with 46 and a half seconds to go. A one-point lead for Saraland. Reminder, there is no shot clock in high school basketball here, so keep that in mind. 40 seconds. Robinson pressing. He will foul Caden Warren with 40.7. Warren now shooting two. Spartans are in the bonus the rest of the way. And even if he makes both of them, it's still a one-score game. First free throw from Warren is good. Big shot here coming for Caden Warren. He will not get the second. It remains a two-point game now with 36 seconds. Robinson has it for the Indians. Now Ballard back up top to Robinson. We're down to 30. Robinson drives in, gives a pass to Smiley. Now Ballard standing right at the top of the key, 25. Smiley now, he'll look to drive, pulls a fadeaway jumper, got it with 20 seconds, and we're tied. Timeout, Wetumpka.
Clutch shot from Smiley there. Saw his space standing right at the elbow of the free throw line. Pulls up and drains it. Yeah.
19 seconds left to go. And they got to fix the scoreboard here. Now they've got it. It's 56-56. They had the Indians down by one for a moment, but we've sorted it out. We're all knotted up with 19 seconds to go in regulation. Saraland will have possession here coming out of this timeout. Out of wonder what they're going to draw up. We've seen them score on their first possession out of a timeout the last two times that they've called one. Coach Thomas called it that time.
Well, and you mentioned that. They were inbounding from their side of the floor. Now you've got to go across the whole one, so a little bit tougher to draw up a play when you got to go the whole length of the floor.
Yeah, no doubt. Wetumpka has one timeout left while Saraland has two. Well, both could use one if they need it. There's only so much time left that they could even use it for, though. But plenty can happen in 19 seconds. They've already seen overtime here just recently. Indians went to OT with Percy Julian to win the area championship. We're on track for that, depending on what Saraland does on this possession. They'll get the inbound here with 15 seconds. Here's Harvey trying to find his way up the floor. He does. Now 10 seconds. Harvey looping around. 8, 7, 6. He'll drive in. Fadeaway jumper. Got it. 5 seconds left. Clock still running. Timeout called. Timeout is called. The bucket is good there to make it 58-56. Saraland, as the fadeaway jumper was good. It was Trayson Harvey who got it.
They put set time back on the clock, and I was about to say that. That bucket went down with 4.5 seconds left. I was hoping that they would add it back, and they do.
4.5 is all Wetumpka has left to keep the season alive. It was a very similar shot to what we just saw from Wetumpka on the fadeaway to tie it. And now it gives the Spartans the two-point lead. 4.5, you've got enough time here to get up the floor and get a reasonable shot, but you won't have time to be picky, that's for sure. They'll break the huddle, and Wetumpka gets one more shot at this with 4.5 seconds. All that's left to keep the season alive and try to send this team to a regional tournament in Montgomery. Boyle's inbounding from the baseline. Saraland showing a full court press here. Boyle's needs to get it in. Indians don't have a timeout. They've got Robinson, and a foul is called with 3.2, and that's an interesting plan here. I suppose the idea is you burn off about a second. We're down to 3.2 now. Wetumpka will inbound from the sideline. That was the first foul, so they're going to have to work pretty dang hard to get into the bonus at this point. So maybe that's the plan. Try and burn the clock by fouling. Robinson inbounding from the sideline now. Gives to Ballard. Ballard, 2 seconds. One. Pulls it. Foul is called. I don't know if it was a shooting foul. I don't think so. Indians say it was, but they're going to say no. They'll inbound it. They've got 0.7 on the clock here. Timeout's going to be called by Coach Powell. I wonder if Coach Thomas may ask for a little bit of extra clock here.
They definitely didn't stop it on time. I think Ballard got the shot up with about 1.2, 1.3 left. 0.7 seconds is not a lot of time. It's basically going to have to be a catch and shoot off the inbound if they keep it at this number.
Officials are talking. I don't know if they'll change this or not, but you're right. It'll have to be catch and shoot. Ballard was going to have a good look at it and was fouled, and you know, you kind of think of it as tacky. You can't really blame Saraland for doing it this way, but it's a very frustrating way to try and finish this game off by fouling to prevent Wetumpka from getting a shot off and taking advantage of not being in the bonus here.
And it felt like that foul was called rather late.
0.7 left. This is it. Boyle's got it. Good if it goes for three. It is not. It was short, and Saraland will win it over Wetumpka. 58-56, our final score, as the Spartans take down the Indians and will advance to the regional tournament. A frustrating end to a remarkable season for this Wetumpka team as they fall short here against Saraland. We'll take a break when we return the RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus post-game show. after a 58-56 loss to the Spartans on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems, let them rest on the best. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
I'm Kathy Thornton. I've built my business at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus by being honest, dependable, and always putting my clients first. If you're ready to buy your first home, sell your current home, or just want to talk about your options, I'd love to help. Reach out today. Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, where neighbors become clients and clients become friends.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
This is the RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus post-game show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Well, Wetumpka falls short in this one, 58-56 to the Spartans, and that concludes what was a remarkable year for this Coach Stephen Thomas-led team. They'll finish the year 20-8, and once again go out as the 6A Area 4 champions. Back-to-back years of winning area championships with this team. And what's promising about it is a lot of these guys will be back again next year. Caleb Ballard, a sophomore. So is players like Miller Lombardi, a junior. Hayes Lorenzi, Jordan Hill as well. Tom Sudiff. But they will lose some strong guys as well in Chris Robinson, Dylan Strickland, John Wingard, to name a couple of them, as well as Jeremiah Smiley. And heartbreaking to see these guys go down at the end of this one the way that it did, with a late bucket there. Wetumpka was able to tie it back up with 19 seconds left. They nailed a two to get it to 56-56. There was a timeout called. They came out there. Saraland burned a little bit of clock and then got a fadeaway jumper with 4 seconds left. And then Wetumpka couldn't get anything to fall there on their last opportunity, and that's what gave us our final score. A heck of a night, though, from a lot of these guys, as Wetumpka really saw a lights-out performance from guys like Caleb Ballard here tonight, finishing with 17 points on the night. He had a double-double as well with 14 rebounds and one assist along with seven blocks. So a strong showing from Ballard in this one. Andrew Voiles as well, doing everything that he could in this ballgame. Went 2-for-5 from three and also 2-for-3 on his two-point efforts as well. And that's 11 points on the night for Andrew Voiles. Finished with 8 rebounds as well. Had a steal in the process of that. And Wetumpka, really an all-around good performance. Saw three-pointers made from a lot of different guys. Lombardi had one. Chris Robinson, LT Davis made one. Andrew Voiles made multiple. And really an all-around balanced performance. And you just hate it when you see such a strong showing equally around this team and can't come up with a win. Nonetheless, a strong performance from this Indians team as they close out the 2025-26 season with this 58-56 loss. Saraland will head to Montgomery and play in the regional tournament on Thursday at Garrett Coliseum as Coach Drew Powell's team moves to 26-7 as the 6A Area 1 runner-ups. They lost to Murphy just a few days ago. We'll take another break. When we return, we'll sit down with head coach Stephen Thomas as we close things out on the 2026 season for Wetumpka Indians basketball on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
This is Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. I know buying or selling a home can feel overwhelming, but I promise you don't have to go through it alone. I'll guide you through every detail and keep things simple, clear, and stress-free. When you're ready to make a move in the River Region, call me, Kathy Thornton, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus.
Performance and adventure, you'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Whether it's the legendary Ford F-150 built to tackle any job, the bold and capable Ford Bronco built for the trails, or the versatile Bronco Sport perfect for every road trip, Collier Ford has the right ride for you. Proudly serving the River Region since 1952, we're here to keep you on the road.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. Helping families here in the River Region is more than a job, it's personal. I take the time to listen, understand what you need, and fight to get you the best deal possible. Whether you're buying or selling in Central Alabama, let's work together to make it happen. I'm Kathy Thornton at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, here to help you every step of the way.
I'm Chad Barrett with RE/MAX Cornerstone. I love helping families in Central Alabama find their place to call home. Whether you're buying in Prattville, selling in Wetumpka, or moving anywhere across the River Region, I'll make the process smooth and successful. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone. Let's find your perfect home together.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
Welcoming you back now for the final time. We unfortunately will not hear from Coach Thomas. He's still with the team after the frustrating loss here tonight, 58-56. We bring Mitch Petrie back in now as we get close to wrapping things up. Mitch, your final thoughts on this frustrating ball game at the end for Wetumpka?
Yeah, I mean, that's really the only way to describe it, a frustrating loss for the Indians. You come back into that fourth quarter. It's a back-and-forth game, but just coming down the stretch, not able to finish it out, maybe. You know, you look back and play a couple of things differently, but overall, this team really played well and just about as well as I think I've seen them play all season, so at least ending the season on a rather high note.
Yeah, and that was kind of the sentiment from me just a couple minutes ago as well. It was a complete game, but you go up against a really tough team in Saraland here tonight, and unfortunately, they just sometimes don't go your way, even when you execute how you wanted to. It's a tough loss that puts a bit of a sad note on the end of what has been a joyful and exciting season for Wetumpka. They got that win over Percy Julian back on Monday to win an area championship for the second season in a row as Coach Stephen Thomas continues to build this Wetumpka Indians program. Thank you all for listening as over the course of our first season here with Wetumpka Indians basketball. And we want to look forward now to the time on the diamond in both baseball and softball. Our next broadcast will be the baseball season opener this Thursday at Tallahassee. A big matchup there to start things off. Wetumpka's got Tallahassee. They've got Sylacauga the next day as well. One of our Radio Alabama brothers there at Sylacauga. Excited for that matchup as well. We'll be on the air for that one on Thursday afternoon, though, against Tallahassee. Thanks for tuning in. Wetumpka falling short 58-56 for Gavin Baxley and Mitch Petrie. Wetumpka Indians basketball is an exclusive presentation of the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.